Hello. I sound really dead right now. It's because I am. Not actually that dead, but there are people outside, and this feels really awkward. If you hear other voices that are not mine, there's just some people outside that are chatting. And it feels really awkward to start talking in a loud voice when I know they can probably hear me. I seriously, yeah. I really hate unpacking. I hate it. I know I need stuff, but I just hate packing, especially because I like to pack things really neatly, but it's so much work. I haven't heard you in so long. Are we sure this is Urka? Does it not sound like me? Or does it not sound pretend you're on a call or something. I guess. I mean, that's pretty much true anyway. I have a whole lot of shit everywhere, and I gotta unpack it. And I seriously hate doing this, so I was like, why not just chat while I do it? Because this is really boring, and I hate it. And we're gonna catch up. There's really not much that happened during the. Okay, I'm gonna start actually putting stuff in places where they should be. There's really not much that happened. I was expecting to just have a really relaxed week, which I kind of did. But bear parents stayed a lot longer than I thought they would. Look, I don't want to sound like a brat or anything, but sometimes it's nice to just have your own alone time. And they would not leave me alone. Oh my God. I swear to God. So it was okay. There's too much stuff I have to put in the fridge, and I don't know. I don't know how to fit it least I got some food stash. Cause I got like, hold on, let me set my thing, my phone, so that it doesn't keep turning down. Display and brightness. Auto lock. Why is it on 30 seconds? Let's put it to never for now. Having a few moments to yourself is always nice. It is really nice. But then, sometimes people go on vacation and their idea of a vacation is different from yours. There's too much stuff. Wait. Actually, I think it's okay. Don't have to refrigerate pasta sauce if you haven't opened it yet, right? I guess I can just put it somewhere else. You got more 5-day-old apple pies? No. I got some. Because I got the electric pot now, right? So I have some meats and I have some frozen fried rice, some pasta sauce. I can make pasta. Should I just display my pasta sauce? I'm gonna put my pasta sauce next to my ding ding. Okay, very nice. If it hasn't been opened, it should be fine. Yeah, I think it should be okay. The question is, can I even eat that much? It's a whole ass jar, 24 ounces of pasta sauce. Pasta picks when? I can show you a picture of pasta right now, but it doesn't look appetizing. Organization skills. Organization skills. Where should I put the pasta? Uruka saucy ding ding, not clickbait. The sauce isn't on the ding ding, it's just next to the ding ding. Show us the pasta now. It's not interest. I have a bag of uncooked pasta, which just looks like uncooked pasta. And I have a bag of cooked pasta, which is just, it just looks like cooked pasta without sauce on it. On a scale of elementary school to prison, how unappetizing. I don't know what prison food looks like. And we didn't get pasta in elementary school, so I don't know. Got some snacks. Put in my snack thing. I have a lot of snacks, and some of them can't even. I brought the crackers that need to be baked, but I don't have an oven. And you can't. You break your teeth if you try to eat it without baking it. So I don't know what to do with them. Maybe I can give them to people to prank them or something. A bag of snacks. Prison food looks like the food Sakana tried cooking the other day. Honestly, Sakana's HelloFresh thing didn't look that bad. Like, compared to the picture that he sent, obviously, it didn't look like that. But, like, just by itself, it didn't look that bad. But I will say that some of the things that he thinks are appetizing don't look that appetizing. You tried HelloFresh for a week? I don't really get the point. 'Cause like why would you get ingredients or why don't you just order the ingredient why just get the ingredients yourself and cook it? Why would you get pre-prepared ingredients to cook? I don't understand. Might as well just get Uber Eats. I got some miso soup too. I really like miso soup, so kind of hype for that. Oh God, where should I put this? Also bought some like instant rice. Not instant. Well, it is instant. They don't call it instant though. But like, they're just like these little bowls of rice. I don't really know how it works, but you can either microwave it or like boil it on a stove. And it'll be just like rice cooker cooked rice. I don't understand how it works, but it I tried it and it tastes pretty good. Oh no. HelloFresh might help a beginner like you learn to cook. I doubt it. I doubt it. You could just search up recipes online, right? Just get the recipe and then get the ingredients and then cook it. How are you gonna learn if you're gonna burn everything like Sakana?
Or maybe Sakuna is just bad. Just eat everything raw. Yeah!
That's the best idea. Everything sashimi. Don't even need to cook your rice. Crunchy rice is the best way to go. Okay. Anyone have any suggestions? Where should I put my seasonings? I have like 5 different seasonings and I don't know where to put them.
In the bathroom. Ew, no.
No, what the heck? No. Any space on top of the fridge? No. Well, technically, yes. But it will probably fall off. I put my snacks on top of the fridge.
Although, technically, if I just take my jelly out of this jar, I'll probably have space. I don't have a cupboard.
Should I put it in like a drawer or should I just like display them? You know what? We're just gonna put them right out here for now. Why do I still have the Dasani water? Ew. I need to throw that out. Okay. Ugh. Show off my spices. Oh yeah. What if I just put it with my tomato sauce? With the ding ding. But there's like other stuff there too, and that's kind of weird. I'll put them here for now. Next to this dead plant that I should probably throw away. Put the spices in the fridge. You don't put spices in a fridge, though, unless you need to refrigerate them. These aren't, I don't think they need to be refrigerated. Just dig a hole and put them there. That's a great idea. I'll just dig a hole in this property that I don't own and put my spices inside. It's hot. Oops. It's convenient. I mean, it is convenient to put spices on your desk, but what am I gonna do? Just eat the spices? Just drink the soy sauce out of the bottle. Just pour the freaking furikake in my mouth. Grind some salt into my mouth. Give the water to the houseplant you killed. It's already dead, though. I can't revive it. Eat them straight, no balls. You're right. I have no balls. But that doesn't mean I will eat them. Why was I given a wet bowl? I don't understand. Thank you for the wet bowl.
Uruka killed a cactus? I did not kill a cactus, thank you very much. I killed a succulent. Okay? It's not as bad. Aegis? No. No. Those are pretty hard to kill. Are you sure it's dead? I am 100% sure it's dead. I don't see anything but dirt and dried up leaves. It is definitely dead. Did you overwater it or something? Possibly. But also, I'm just really bad with plants. Like, Mama Bear is also really bad with plants. She's killed literally every plant she's, like, ever gotten. Every single one. Even bamboo. I hate unpacking. Oh my god. This is so tiring. Well, that's all the food. Now I have to move on to my freaking luggage. Oh god. I hate this so much. She learned from the best. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Ha 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 ha. No wonder Uruka hates veggies. She actively kills them. I don't kill veggies. No one eats succulents. And if they do, I'm sorry. But what does a succulent taste like? Pretend you're playing that unpacking game. Okay, but in the unpacking game, you don't have to actually physically move. This is different. I hate it. This is all the exercise I'm getting. I'm exhausted. How long have you been unpacking for? Basically, the duration of the space plus about 5 minutes. I don't know how long that's been, but yeah. I don't think I even have enough space for all the stuff I have. And I have to finish this within half an hour because I have to. I mean, technically, I could just leave all the stuff inside the luggage. Like, the food I had to put in the fridge, otherwise they spoil. But everything in the luggage, it can stay there for as long as I wanted to. Technically. Sometimes I go places for a long time and I should unpack stuff, but I just keep everything. I just keep everything in the luggage. Use it, throw it back in when I'm done. Honestly, there's still some things in boxes here. Like, obviously, I need to use my clothes, though. The things in boxes, I don't really use those that often, so I didn't unpack it. But I need to wear my clothes. Nah. It takes up too much space to leave the luggage on the floor, though. Okay. Mental preparation. Prepare. It's time to unpack the luggage. Also, where the hell do I put my BS Lego set? I didn't really think this through. Oh well. How it's not it's okay, it's not that big, but it's rather large. Like it's about 1 foot by two, one by 2 feet. It's not that big. But it's big enough to be like, where do I put it? How many ding dings big? Well, the ding ding is about 1 foot tall, so 1 by 2 ding dings. How big is that in centimeters? That's a great question. I don't know. But you know who does know? Google. How many centimeters are in a foot? 1 foot is 30 centimeters. So it's about 30 by 60 centimeters? Damn it, she says not that big. Compared to like the gigantic, like the freaking $800 Star Wars ones, it's not that big. In the context of what I think you're implying, I believe that is rather large. But I wouldn't know. According to science class, that is probably pretty big. Clothes. I hate clothes. Wait, that sounds weird. I hate packing clothes. I like to wear them. I don't like to have to fold and hang them. How much did you spend on Lego so far? The big one was $150. The two small ones I got were both $9.99, so in total $170. But the big one I got for some reason came with a free one. It came with a free limited edition Christmas Lego set that's like 300 pieces, which I'm guessing would probably be around $20. So, you know, value. I like clothing. I like to wear clothing and express myself with clothing as most people do. I'm just saying, you know, if there was something that could help wash and unfold and hang your clothes for you, that would be nice. That's a lot of money. It sure is. It's the first time I've spent this much on pretty much anything that I didn't actually need, I think. Like, the only things I really splurge on are like instruments and streaming stuff. Other than those two things, I've never spent that much. But I thought, why not? Because I already have like 20 to 30 of those little knockoff Lego things. So I was like, what, why not? Let's just let's let, yeah, why not? I'll try it. I don't believe you. Everyone has bought dumb stuff they don't need. I have bought dumb stuff that I don't need, but never that expensive. Bum, 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 bum. Speaking of which, how much Erwu's eating costs? The one place I went to, like the most reasonable ones I saw were around 800. Uwuka is doing a Twitter space lol. I can start, I can stop. I can stoop, I can stop. Now, if you guys want to start. Can't believe Uruka built all those without us. I hadn't met you yet at that time, so yeah. I didn't know you guys yet. That was not Sakana. We are doing something. It's not Sakana. I don't hear much unpacking going on. Well, I am unpacking. Know if you can hear. But I am unpacking. Okay. Uruka, please don't take the pills. We don't want to disappear. I'm getting a call. I may need to continue unpacking some other time. Later, perhaps. I do love the sound zippers make. I don't actually wear that many jackets with zippers. I still have half an entire luggage. Half an entire luggage. And also, I have to figure out where the hell the Legos go. Let me see. Do you have drip? Of course I have drip. I have a lot of, not a whole lot, but I do have drip. Oh I need to unpack my drip later though. What is the front of the jacket then? I leave it unzipped. Either that, but I don't even have that many in the first place. One of them is like a
I have a few that are just like buttons. They're jackets, but they like, instead of zippers, they're buttons. Like, I don't know how to explain. They're just buttons. And I have hoodies. Actually, you know what? I take that back. I do have a lot of jackets with zippers on them. I just don't wear them. I'm just too lazy to wear them. I always just wear like hoodies because I'm too lazy. But there are ones with there are ones with zips. I now realize how many clothes I have that I barely wear. Maybe I should start wearing. Okay. You know what? Wait, I'll stay for like 5 more minutes because not everyone is there yet. So I think I can unpack for 5 more minutes. I am not unpacking jean drip. I don't have jean drip. That's cursed. Seeing all the clothes that you never use is a weird feeling. Yeah. You know what? Actually, the one thing I have splurged on that I really didn't need, but I wanted it, is like a what do you even call it? It's like a cashmere coat-ish kind of thing. I don't know how to describe it. But it's really soft and it looks nice and it's really oversized. But that thing costed like $100, which is really more than I would usually spend. Toothbrush. Do the pose. If I do it now, you can't see me. You can't see. Bathroom? No, it's not a bathroom. A cardi. Yes, it's a cardigan. I think that's what it's called. A cardigan. It's really thick and it looks nice. But I've never worn it. I haven't worn it yet because it's never been cold enough. But then I'm like, why did I buy it? Because it doesn't actually, I'm never really that cold. And even if I am, it's kind of hard to function wearing that thing because it's so big. So it I'm why did I I like it, but when would I wear it? Long drawer. Swimsuit. Underwear. Still haven't found the one that I lost. Don't know where it is. Where the hell could it be? There's, eh? No, that's not it. It's still missing, and I don't know where the hell it would be. There's only so many feet between the place that I carry the laundry from to the laundry. There's only so many places it can be. Someone's iPhone alarm just went off. Why? It's 9 p.m. Have you worn it recently? I don't remember, but I'm like very pretty confident that I did put it in the laundry basket. But you know what? It's fine. A little sus, but you know what? Whatever. Probably got grabbed by someone else in the laundry. No, I did this at Rock 3.0, so it's home laundry. If it was at Rock 2.0, that would make sense. I wouldn't question it that much because I've lost things before. But this is Rock 3.0. There's not many ways this it can be. Okay, I'm almost done. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. What the hell, Leah? What the I look up and I see a notification from Leah saying, "You know what? Maybe I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna say it." Pretty fucked up message. Okay, luggage is empty. Luggage is empty. I will go now. Stop saying that. Stop saying that. No. Why am I getting these messages? Stop. Okay. Stop. Stop. Okay. It was nice to catch up for a little while, a few minutes, but I gotta go now. I gotta go, but I will put out my schedule as soon as I can. Yeah. Okay. Goodbye.